The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
Well, that got
just smothered him with a pillow and put him in the crate.
Put him in the weapons chest.
So
that is throwing really just a viola case.
So we just carry the chest with us and throw body parts at people.
So it's the evening of.
Graham just sits down on the bed. And
Wednesday, March 25th.
He sighs audibly and goes, "I wonder if Shanghai Jail is a cleaner."
Quick answer: nope. So anyway, apparently it's Wednesday the 25th. I feel like it should be later than that, but that's okay.
Well, I have March 30th written down. Was that the...
That's the we should get out of town by. Pretty
no.
sure.
No, that's... It's future shit that we don't know, so it doesn't matter.
Wait, it was May. It was May that we have to be out by.
Was that when the things arrive? The books?
Yes.
Maybe.
Because we got into Shanghai on the 20th.
Well, we've not been in Shanghai 5 days, so how are we at the 25th?
Because y'all told me we took 3 days, but I have in here we got on the 20th, so our days are almost.
Well, then we got to Hong Kong on the 20th.
No. We got to Hong Kong on the 17th. It took us 3 days. We got on the 20th. So really, it's
should
not
be like the 21st.
Day we thought it was at all.
No, 21st, you got there on the 20th. It should be about the 23rd.
Yeah, we're going into the 23rd.
No, this is the 23rd. We're going into the 24th.
I think there's another day in there.
Okay.
That's all right. That's closer. So, anyway, it's a night. It's been confusing. One of your party members is a cat. The other one just sopranoed the fuck out of your translator. One of them is apparently turned into Jack Sparrow.
How many rooms do we have at the hotel? How many rooms do we have at the hotel?
We have one for each of us. It's super cheap.
Okay.
Or we at least got two rooms.
I thought we were sharing rooms, yeah.
That's fine.
I feel like if it's on Carlisle's dime, we probably all got our own rooms.
Yeah, you have more pull with Carlisle. Yeah. So, do you do anything that evening? Now that you've all, and I put this in as strong an air quotes as I can, recovered.
I have looked back in my notes several times, and I'm going to ask the keeper.
Yes.
Did I mention that I telegraphed my husband when we were on our way to Hong Kong?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, you did.
Fantastic. Okay. That's all I need.
Oh, wait, never mind. The new husband. Not the
new
one.
Husband, not the dead husband.
Yeah, I was like
you're about 5 years behind the times, mister. Yeah.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Jasmine is already trying to get her new character on a steamer across the ocean as fast as possible.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you are still good. Like, I really...
I mean, she's fucked up.
I'm super fucked up.
Really can't.
Like, I have 7 sand.
That's like Harold Trace through that entire
9
campaign.
Health.
That's really impressive.
And 20 luck.
So are you doing anything this evening? Are we going into the...
If there's a hotel bar down near the lobby...
Yes, there is.
I'm definitely down there. And I'm nursing a single drink and, like, just watching for anybody who's trying to get us. Like, that's literally, like... Eustace has gone kind of a little paranoid because of it, like over the top, like this is some random dude. There's no reason there should have been a trap for us here.
Yeah.
Type situation.
So I'm sharing in that paranoia. So we went, I assume we all met in one room. right? Sure. One of our rooms.
Yeah.
So let's say it was mine since we had the weapons chest in there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sounds logical.
I'm going to move all of my stuff to Eustace's room.
Okay. I'm definitely ankle holster carrying.
Sure.
So I'm going to crash with you tonight.
Sure. I'm going to be down in the lobby for quite some time, just kind of keeping an eye out.
Yeah.
Because obviously, now that you see the kind of, you know, supernatural we've been dealing with this entire time, maybe, you know, I'm just keeping an eye out.
Yeah. Is Eustace's room in the same hallway? Is it just a bank of four rooms?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure that wasn't hard to arrange. Yeah. They might not be quite all together, but they can be pretty close.
Yeah. Well, if...
Maybe one of them's off to the side, okay. But you can at least get two adjoining rooms if that's what you're
trying to do. Maybe I'm across from Sybil, that way we can hear if she tries to leave her room.
Anybody comes knocking at that door or scuffling around, I want to be able to know.
Kitty?
Not now.
Kitty!
Anything else anyone wants to do? Any discussion, any...
How late is it?
It's evening time. I mean, you could easily go out for a bite if you wanted to.
I'm going to relax and read. That's a thing that he would do.
Okay.
So I will continue trying to read the French book.
Sure. Jasmine is laying on her back in her room, batting a pillow up.
Professor Graham!
I figured she's scratching at the door, like needing to be let out.
Professor Graham!
I open the window. Fuck off, yeah.
What's in the book? Did you see my kitty?
I don't know because I haven't rolled high enough.
Have you seen my kitty?
It's dead.
Why is it dead?
It was a dimensional kitty. Just f***ed off.
It went through dimensions like Mr. Young.
Yep, sure did. Why don't you go curl up in a corner and just right out.
Can we go make a bed out of some blankets and some pillows?
Knock yourself out.
Yes.
Jasmine just pulls all the bedding off of the professor's bed
and just like scratches the shit out of it. Just
yep, just
making muffins on it.
Not exactly the kind of pussy I was needing, mate. But
clip that.
You better leave that fucking in.
I'll bleep the one word.
And
that's
with
the word we bleeped before.
And with that. We wipe transition, because that's exactly what you want to do at that point. We wipe transition to the next morning.
I'm going to roll for reading.
I mean, you're not going to get a lot of reading done this evening.
Building the fort. Cat right. In the
yeah, room. You just keep hearing something bat.
She just like runs across the room.
1 o'clock in the fucking morning. 1 o'clock in the morning.
On the dresser.
Knocking shit over.
Neighbors are banging on the door.
Your cat would be so hard to take care of.
Just try and remind me the next time you read. If you read for a short period, I'll give you a roll. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of two short periods.
This fucking game.
Tuesday. I sent Duke my Santa and he goes, oh, you're not dead. I'm like, nope, but I'm a cat. And he goes, what? It doesn't make any sense. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, no, because I told him last week, I was like, Dave, your wife is going to die. I was like, I don't see how she doesn't. And it's really, really impressive you're still alive.
That strength roll. That's what saved him.
Yeah.
If I'd stayed in there too much longer with that pal.
One more round, you would have done.
Because Mr. Lung probably could have prevented Flynn from opening the door for at least one round. So that means everybody would have probably made at least two additional rolls in that room.
I have so many questions about that whole encounter, but I know there are no answers.
It's literally just a trap.
You could investigate, but you don't not know that. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, go in the room, investigate.
No. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I mean, could.
Hopefully that spell's got a timer on it, because it certainly wasn't concentration.
Next morning, you hear the street vendors outside, sound of barges. Probably don't hear fishing.
Sybil's curled up at the end of my bed.
Yep. Yeah, Sybil's a little bit more.
I assume these
of herself now.
These two wake up back to back, each holding loaded guns. One looking at the window, one looking at the door.
They each have a gun in hand in one hand, and they're holding hands.
Those aren't pillows.
Thanks for the reach around.
You got it, buddy.
So yeah, what
Planes,
do you
Trains,
do?
And automobiles. Anybody?
Yeah, absolutely.
thread into
those
you.
Aren't pillows.
What would this party like to do?
Lucas is uncomfortable.
Is it Lantern Street time?
I mean, do you have anywhere else that you would prefer to go?
I peek out the window, see if there are any cops.
What happened to my cat?
Turned into a panther. Killed Mr. Lung.
No. That's the nightmare. What happened to the cat?
It's not a nightmare.
It's gone. It's gone.
Along with 75% of that building.
Just left.
We just burned gone. It down? What? What? What are you talking about?
Go for a swim. We'll see you after we're done at Lantern Street.
I need a cup of
hot milk.
I go down. Go down to the
hottest milk.
Go down to the hotel clerk and ask them where the nearest asylum is.
I want a cappuccino without the coffee.
It's mostly just steamed milk. I go and ask for newspapers, and then I go and I sit and I have tea.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all I do all day long is I read newspapers and try to, like, put the world back together in my brain. It's not really working.
Not going to Lantern Street with us?
We Are could, you kidding?
We could use your social role, potentially.
And your
yeah,
brawn.
I'm not going to make it out.
You don't know that?
Your husband's already on a steamer. He's on the way.
We hope. don't know. I haven't got that far yet.
We can take a break to re-roll the character.
Nope. Sitting with my crossword puzzles and my newspapers and my cup of tea.
Do you ask about the...
All in Chinese. What?
Do you ask about the
no, there's
institutionalization?
No.
Okay, I'm just curious.
I actually
this would be a really
hotels.
Bad country for institutionalization.
Yes, it would.
Yeah.
It's a bad time period in general, but yes. This is an extra bad country.
Pound the nail in your temple. You're gone. Yep. Hang out for a while.
Say, mm-hmm. Because if you do mention it, they do say, oh, yes, it is the nearest place of such...
Sanitarium.
Right. We would probably suggest Hong Kong?
Yep.
We'll give her to the British. All right.
I mean...
yeah.
I guess the three of you then go to Lantern Street?
Is anyone staying back to chaperone and hope she doesn't do anything ridiculous?
Nope.
Do we need a translator?
She's a cat. She can take care of herself.
Yeah.
You gonna roll a die? Figure out which one of the 10?
Oh, hire another translator?
Yeah, good.
Can.
Maybe he's a little more risque. Wants to take us to the French area.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'll ring up the translators.
Yeah, I mean, you can just go to the front desk and say, what were they called again? They were called...
it's con... Not con...
I don't remember. It doesn't matter. It's a translator. That's what we're going to call them.
Yeah.
It's not helpful.
Compador.
Compador, yeah.
That sounds right.
It's in my notes. Of course, it's right.
Just like the day of the week,
you get an older man. They call up someone who actually is not doing anything that day. He calls himself Mr. Chan.
Jeff. Where's Jeff?
Teddy's you said you didn't Mr. want Chan. Cops. I told him to turn around and go home.
Oh, okay.
Texted him. Yes, I am more than happy to serve as translator for you. Please let me know what I can do to assist. I was this close as I started to speak to turn him into the collector.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
heard
really,
I heard
really,
it. It was almost
I was like,
there.
Man.
Please don't.
I was like, please the collector don't. Is one of my favorite characters of all time. Chinese.
No. He lives in the Dreamlands.
Yes. I think he's from the Dreamlands. I'd have to look at the thing to know for sure.
Could you acquire us a car to Lantern Street, please?
Yes. If you wish to go to Lantern Street, is it
Tin? What's the address on there?
Doesn't matter.
Tin Lantern Street.
Of course. I believe that there are many, bars and, flower girl houses there if, you gentlemen would like to partake.
And I will... Correct me if I'm wrong, but for some reason my memory is like... saying that this is kind of like the almost like a thief's guild. Like, isn't this place like a...
It's a puzzle house. Everything is, like, set in thieves' cant. It's like...
Yeah, that... Okay.
It's an information bar, and it has
I was making sure
doors.
My mind wasn't, like, completely spacing all of that.
We got that information
like,
last time.
Assumed it. Okay.
He gets you a cab. And he tells him where to go, and he says, would the gentleman wish to drink first or visit visit one of the flower grow houses. There are several excellent ones in the neighborhood.
We're on a mission from Gad.
I think we'll have a drink first.
Yes. Did we talk about flower grow houses before?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought they were all in the French Quarter, but...
Yeah, we thought that they were...
Prostitution is everywhere. Mr. Chan will let you know about several potential
I wouldn't be surprised if Brady was in a, like, living in a brothel, though. It'd be a good place to hide.
Yeah.
One of the things to keep in mind, which I may or may not have illuminated on, the flower grow houses are more than just brothels. Okay. There is, you would get
massage parlor,
like, right? Part massage parlor, spa. Part strip club, part spa, part theater. Like, you would get like small performances, but they would definitely probably tend towards the risque. There's also some. He would translate that as flower girls or sing-song girls. So you get kind of a burlesque feel. You get kind of a... that, but it's... There's some questions about, you know...
All the more reason Sipple's not going this time.
I'm just saying this is the kind of place where the Stumbling Tiger Bar is. Just because I want to do this for Flynn, it states, just northeast of the confluence of the Wangpu and Suzhou rivers... is a district of bars, gambling dens, and flower girl houses. Convenient to the docks and factories of the former American concession.
Huh. I think the reason this, like, we need to have a... We just need to have one camera, but it's only ever on Flynn. And it's only used in the games that Flynn is playing in. mainly for the words like Wang Poo. Because his face, he turned to just...
You have to pay extra for that, though. What? His mouth is...
Flynn Cam.
Do you have to pay extra
content
for the Wang Poo?
Yeah.
It's a... anger management. I think it's anger management. It's like a... Like the camera pans in on Jack Nicholson when Adam Sandler's in it, like a really bad situation. He's just like... like smiling real big and kind of nods. That's exactly what you just did. Like, you're in a really awkward position that I fucking love kind of thing.
You do see, much like the matchbook, you see a sort of big fluorescently painted sign that has tiger
bring him with.
Tripping over a rock of some sort, hence the Stumbling Tiger Bar, written both in English and what you assume is Cantonese. Mr. Chan walks in. And approaches the... It's early morning. There are a few patrons. Probably by the time you get there, arrange for the translator stuff, it's probably closer to noonish. You know what I mean? It's going to take a little while for him to get to you and stuff. So, like, you have, quote-unquote, a lunch crowd, but no food is being served.
Yum. I'll take the special.
There's, like, one guy sitting on one end of the bar, one guy on the other, and there are several tables. This is kind of a one-room bar with a door that you assume it looks like the sign says toilet in English. But otherwise, that's all that it is. It's not much of anything.
Does our translator seem charismatic at all? Because you didn't really play him off
no,
that way.
No, he's very deadpan.
But he doesn't seem uncomfortable in here.
No.
He's not. Okay.
It's better.
Yeah.
It is a large, dark, and dirty room, like most bars are. Lurid green and magenta posters of Chinese songstresses and film stars decorate the walls. The light is simultaneously harsh and inadequate. Decades of cigarette smoke and missed shots at the spittoons give the air a heavy, damp, moldering quality.
Nice.
Jasmine's not here, so you don't get that role.
Wait, what's the role? Maybe somebody else has that skill.
Is it brawl?
No, we'll get to that. Actually, I'll look. I don't think so. Schroeder might have it.
I might. I probably don't. What is it? And I'll just tell you if I have it or not.
No, I don't think he does. Because I have his stats.
You don't think? One of you.
Let me look at your sheet. You might have it, but I don't think so. Nope.
Medicine?
Pretty just crappy, unsanitary bar is what you got.
So, okay. Medicine? Well, I mean, I've upped my stats and you've not upgraded your sheet, so.
That's true. Like, you can roll your medicine if you like.
Is that what the roll would be?
You can roll your medicine.
I'm asking what the roll is, you jackwagon.
I didn't bother upgrading your stats because I knew you were going to get ready to lose a bunch, and I thought she was going to die. So, medicine.
That's what it is?
Sure.
Okay, then I don't. No.
Okay. You see, for the most part, everyone seems to be essentially day drinking. Your day drinkers are usually your hard drinkers. It's not like there does seem to be one individual at the bar, a few seats down from the bartender, who appears to be humming to himself and kind of sloshing in a bit of a mess. But otherwise, everyone's pretty composed.
Does anyone stand out as being different in this bar?
What do you mean by different?
Like any of the three of us.
Caucasian?
Yes.
Not Chinese.
Not necessarily.
For some reason, I just think of Corey as like a big black man. I know, and he's not, but that's what I just think of.
That's fair. Corey absolutely could be played like almost as Shaft. That would absolutely
that's
work.
Exact, like a mix between Shaquille O'Neal and Shaft, because Shaft was, because Shaft wasn't that big of a man.
You notice that the drunken man at the bar, they all it is entirely Asian men in this bar. Most of them appear to be in like layman's working clothes, almost as if they're here having like a three martini lunch kind of thing.
Does anybody seem surprised by foreigners walking in?
Just a quick glance and that's it. Nothing like...
So no like stare, no real reaction like no.
And when you think about it, this is, from what you've learned of the geography, this is just outside what they call the American Concession.
Mm-hmm.
The bar's name was written in English, so to see, and like I said, yeah. if there are flower girl houses up and down the road, like seeing three men walk into a place to get a drink when they know they can kind of like party up and down the block is not unusual.
Okay.
The barkeep is wiping down a... that's nowhere near where I want to be. Mm. The barkeep does appear to be wiping down a highball glass with a relatively clean rag, which you're probably surprised to see. You were asking me about differences. The individual who is at the bar, who is sort of in his cups, as it were, is dressed slightly differently.
Like he's not here on lunch?
You're not quite sure. It's just not... All these others appear to be like dock workers covered in grease, sweat stains, whatever. This less so, slightly different cut of clothing, maybe.
You guys want to take a seat?
Yeah.
I'll lead us there and I'll sit one stool away from that guy.
Sure. He has made a bit of a mess of the bar. There is some liquor on the bar itself, it's kind of splashed. He sort of.
I'll order a drink.
Yes, the bartender comes over. He is described as a squat Eurasian chain smoker. So he has a lit cigarette, half smoked, sitting out of his mouth. He sort of nods when you say something.
Can I look and can you visually see what the choices are?
Yeah.
Does anything seem American?
Yeah, there's a mixture of American booze. Not a lot, but you can tell that the guy tries to stock. He clearly caters to American clientele because there are some beers and some whiskey and stuff.
Yeah, but I'll probably
you get
the
sense that even the whiskey is not cheap.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
just O'Doul's, all O'Doul's.
From what I can see, I'll take the highest end.
Hey.
And then I'll take a drink and say, hey, rough day, and talk to the next guy.
He's mumbling in a language you don't understand. He sort of looks at you and kind of gives you that drunken nod and kind of, hey.
I'll look at Chan and say anything intelligible there.
I do not believe that he is speaking. He is not speaking Mandarin. I believe that the man is Japanese. I apologize. I do not know that language.
This would be an odd time for someone Japanese to be in China, wouldn't it?
Maybe. I mean, we're not quite creeping into, like, there's clearly some, like, tensions between Japan and China, like there have been for centuries.
I would assume that the Japanese would be, like, super isolationists at this point.
No, you're not that far off from, like, the rise of Imperial Japan, and, like, we're steamrolling into World War II, and, like, here in about another decade, they're going to, like, occupy large parts of China and exterminate a lot of people. Like, that's the history we're going to, but we're not there yet.
Not in the mid-30s, though. Wasn't 39 the pop-off? Or 38?
I mean, you got to keep in mind, that's only about a decade away from when you're at now.
13.
Like, how much infrastructure did they have to build? You're talking about Navy, you're talking about Air Force, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The racial tensions are there. You get the sense that Mr. Chan is not necessarily pleased to see him, but it's not, like, outright
But if
disgust.
He only speaks... Well, I don't know. Never mind. I don't know how he would order a drink, I guess. He's only...
You see,
Ask the bartender, do you speak Japanese?
No.
Then how do you order?
He speaks Mandarin.
Okay.
He puts down a glass in front of you that he was just cleaning and pours it. American.
Yeah.
You're willing to pay? I got some good stuff.
Like what?
You see him, like, reach behind somewhere and pulls out a bottle of Jack Daniels.
It's at least Tennessee.
I'll pay him.
Okay.
And then double it and ask if he's seen any Americans around recently.
See a lot of things. You gentlemen having a drink?
What you got of the British variety?
When
He probably... he undoubtedly has British beers.
I want to know the year that
find one.
All the expedition was done and we...
Yeah.
IPAs, probably.
Sure.
That's pretty much how an IPA came to exist.
Take one.
So he pops a bottle. Pretty sure draft is probably 20. Not an option here.
Was it 21?
19 or 21.
Well, 19, I think, is when
they set
out.
You got any coffee?
Yeah.
I want to know when...
He looks at you with a weird look.
Never mind.
It's like really gross tea.
I have a... I have some tea in the back. I don't normally serve it, but I just brewed a pot myself. Say,
I'd love a cup. If you wouldn't mind sharing.
He gives you an amount of Mexican dollars, because I don't know if you've forgotten you're using Mexican dollars while you're here.
Si, senor.
I'm going to ask if he's got a...
He pours you, like, tea and water.
1919, they left New York.
I'm just going to say that, like, this. Brady was blonde, right? If I remember correctly.
Flynn could describe Jack Brady.
Yeah. I describe Jack Brady.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen maybe a fairly regular over the last thematically appropriate amount of years. 4, I think, is roughly the right amount.
Seen a lot of them.
And now I'll lay the matches on the counter.
Those came from Elias.
I know.
Okay.
I mean, as you lay them on the counter, he kind of walks over to, like, a fishbowl and pulls out another set and sets it down. Did you come all this way from America for matches?
No, my friend.
We kind of did.
No, we came from England for matches.
That's the joke. That's the joke right there. You really did.
My friend told me of a place he frequented out here. If I were to visit, maybe I could meet up with him here.
Well, should have written ahead. We get Americans in here. Of course. Being this close to the docks and everything.
Frequently?
Sure.
What's frequent to you?
Well, I'm here every day, so frequent would be, like, most days.
Okay. Somebody else?
How often do you get a black man here? I don't know how often. Like, how common is a black man in this
area? I mean, you would assume that it's unusual, but then again, he's not that far away from the docks, so... Things from Africa, things from India, things from, like...
A black American?
That's what I'm getting at, yeah.
Yeah, let me say that.
I guess that's what I should have said.
Academic.
Doesn't ring a bell, but I've served a lot of people.
You'd probably remember this guy.
Would have spoke quite eloquently, actually. Very intelligent man.
Well, that's pretty unusual around here, I must say. He says, looking to the folks. Pops a couple of beers. The drunken Japanese man on the end sort of goes, hey, and then he kind of takes his whatever he's drinking, fills it up again, and passes it over. He seems to slosh half of it when he picks it up, but puts it up to his lips. Can I see character sheets real quick?
Do you need Sybil's?
No.
Okay. Good.
She's dead.
I mean, does anybody notice us asking those types of questions?
I mean, you don't think so? Whose is this? That's Graham's. Graham, make me a roll.
Just a roll?
Yeah.
20.
Mm. You can tick anthropology.
Ooh. A new one?
That Japanese man is not drunk in the slightest.
Okay.
Like, just, it gives you an anthropological role. I'm not sure why, but they talk a lot about how,
he's pretending.
It's kind of understanding cultural.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, right? But like scientifically also they talk about the Asian flush and stuff like that. Like, you get the sense that, like, you see him, he seems to spill part of it on the way. And then you see him put it up to his lips, but he doesn't appear to drink. He lets a lot of it, like, spill down his face. And then you're kind of looking at – he's kind of in a small puddle of water and ice and booze. And you're like, I don't think that man's drunk at all. Like,
I lean into to Corey and whisper that this man is completely faking it and we should keep an eye on him. Perhaps sitting on the other side of him might be best.
I'll just keep an eye on him, but I don't want to move around him quite yet.
Otherwise, the bartender is just going to keep cleaning glasses.
I'm going to hammer the first one and order the second.
He turns and pours it again. One of the guys walks up, and one of the guys screams at him in Cantonese, but you hear the word McChum. And he sort of nods, pops a couple of beers, walks over, collects some money from the two guys who quickly down the beers and then decide to leave. He pours you another drink, enjoying the tea.
It's brightening my day.
I'm glad.
McChum?
Yes.
What's your name?
Well, sort of.
What's the story there?
Well, do I look Chinese to you?
Does he?
No, he's Eurasian.
Oh.
You definitely get the sense that he is...
By Eurasian, do you mean like almost of Middle East? Like...
So, he... No, you get
or
the...
Or Eastern European.
So, it's interesting the way that they describe this. If I'm honest... I feel like they're probably editing, like, a sensitive thing out of the old version, maybe? I don't know. Hmm. He lets you know that his name is Fergus Chum.
Fergus?
Yes. Fergus Chum is the bartender's name.
Fergie Ferg.
And that
Fergus strikes
one of his Irish. Parents was Scottish.
A Scottish.
Okay.
Wait. Some of the locals call me McChum.
We knew a Scotsman, didn't we?
Nah, he was Spanish.
He was a lot of things. I feel it's called metagaming. Yeah. I mean, some Spanish, some Latin. Gonna be from the British Isles.
Yeah.
Spoke some Arabic.
He was born in Scotland, looked Spanish, but spoke Arabic.
And you left him in a hospital.
And his last name was Owen. Or no, Young.
His last name was Young.
Which is not any of those.
So yeah, because he speaks halfway decent English. It is accented pretty heavily, but he speaks English. Like, Mr. Chan is just sitting beside you drinking. Like, he's not really translating at all.
Hmm. We really are looking for a friend.
Sure. I'm looking to run a bar.
I'll probably make a grandiose gesture that says, you can't tell me that you don't remember him. An African American, and like when doing so, I'm gonna kind of like slosh towards the Japanese man to see how he reacts.
You just see him. He almost, ah, and he says something, and it looks like he's trying to, like, clink glasses.
But like, in time or, like, way late? Like, staggered late?
Hard to really say. I mean, like, it's definitely delayed.
He's just a piss poor actor.
Well, I don't know that, so I'm just like,
no, I mean, the thing is like, you made a role that almost, anthropology reads to me that somehow you know this culturally or scientifically, like, not.
Yeah, that should have been probably a psychology role.
No, they want anthropology. The only reason why I think they can think anthropology is that you're looking at how someone physically acts when they're drunk. Because trust me, there was an acting component to it, and none of you have acting, so there's no way you could know a bad actor.
It's fair.
You're looking at the genetic aspect of drunkenness, not.
Well, not even necessarily genetic, but also just a few other, you're trying to pick up, what do I say, mannerisms. Mm-hmm. Anthropology would be mannerisms. Mm-hmm. His mannerisms are over-exaggerated for not actually appearing to consume much alcohol.
So yeah, they're super lightweight from a piss-poor actor.
Except he's not flush.
So does your friend have a name, or are you just going to describe people to me and hope that I remember?
His name is Jackson Elias.
Hmm. Hmm. He kind of shrugs.
You recognize the name, don't you?
No, I don't think so. It's possible. Sounds like a pretty generic American name.
Psychology.
Sure.
Hard pass.
You get the sense that
psychology roll
70.
What?
I mean,
where have you been all my life?
He's supposed to interpret liars. I mean, you get the sense that, yeah, probably. You get the sense that he knows more than he's saying, but what he's saying is intentionally evasive. So,
is it evasive because he wants something or because he's protecting something?
Or he doesn't want somebody else to hear it, not just protecting
it. These thoughts all occur to you as potential possibilities. I mean, even the possibility that he may just want to get paid.
Mm-hmm.
It could be any of a number of those things. The psychology role doesn't really give you that. You get the sense that he's not straight up lying to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like it's no, fuck you, get out of my bar. It's more of a dance. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Well, are you the only one who tends bar here?
I am. The Stumbling Tiger, yes. This is my kingdom. And a couple of guys over in the other corner. Ah!
Majestic.
Another beer?
Sure.
He takes it, pops another one.
I'll switch to beer and double pay for it.
You seem to have calculated poorly, friend. Are you sure you want to do that? As he's already swept the money away.
I'm not sure that I'm buying just the drink.
All right. What are you buying then?
Information.
Information. Information.
There it is.
You're welcome.
Yes.
We went like three sessions. Just.
No, we didn't.
No.
I am number two. Who is number one?
That's the question.
I am a free man. Ooh. What information are you looking for?
Do I use the other name?
Sure.
No metagaming.
We're not just looking for Jackson. We have another friend who could potentially be frequenting in this area.
All right.
A Caucasian man named Brady.
Hmm.
Guessing Mr. Elias was also looking for him.
I see. Did Mr. Brady have a first name?
Jack.
Hmm. Brady sounds familiar. I don't think I've really seen him in a while, though.
Remember the last time you saw him?
Would you like a beer?
I don't drink.
I'll buy his beer for me.
Then it's just your beer.
Yeah, but how about you take it and hand it to me?
Why don't you double,
you see what I'm
why don't
dealing
you double
with?
Pay
Could
for
you just
the
beer? Give me some information?
I mean,
do you have anything in the back?
I appreciate the way your friend graciously buys some beers.
you know, I'll have another cup of tea, and I'm gonna pull out a wad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll throw some cash in there.
He pours some tea, passes another beer, and sweeps up a significant pile of cash. Brady's here.
Sure.
And he kind of leans in, kind of waves you over. Okay. Brady used to frequent the bar. Used to. Okay? Story is he's gone to Rangoon.
It's like crab?
Where they have crabs.
I'm only familiar with the delicious treat.
I googled it. I'm pretty sure it's in... Like, it's either in, like, southern China or, like, Sri Lanka or some shit. I don't remember. Yeah. It's a ways away, as I recall. My understanding is that he's working with a man down there by the name of Charlie Gray.
David Gray?
Are you taking notes?
He's a...
You haven't found anything productive till now!
He's a big money man down there.
Brady or Gray?
Gray.
How's it spelled?
G-R-E-Y.
Is G-R-E-Y the same last name as the other guy?
I don't remember. I never asked.
All I gotta say is,
We never specified.
If you're friends with Jack knows how to hustle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Jack, I'm going to imagine in Rangoon, it had something to do with guns. It's something you don't ask about, all right?
We don't ask because it's illegal there?
Hold on a second.
Because the family dealt with guns.
I need to remember where the Rangoon is.
Because if I remember correctly, like, ammunition was one of the Carlisle money points.
Sure. But the lawyer's name was not Charlie Gray.
No, the lawyer's name was David Gray.
No.
Mr. Gray.
It wasn't David.
I don't think it was David.
Did I just make the joke that it was David Gray because David Gray was a singer?
Rangoon in here is Yangon, which is in Myanmar, which is formerly Burma.
Myanmar.
Yeah.
He wants us to go to another country.
I believe I looked this up, and I'm pretty sure at this point in history, there's some civil unrest, and you would get the sense that this is mercenary
Bradley.
Work.
Bradley Gray.
Yes, that's right. Okay. You get the sense that... So what he's basically saying is that he went to, again, another country, Southeast Asia and Burma, to, like, probably do some mercenary work.
Yeah, that or he's peddling guns to rebels.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Since I assume Flynn and everyone else is going to ask psychology rules?
Yeah.
Mine's not high, but I'll try it.
Odd six.
Got it.
Odd six is a good roll. Tick that skill. You believe about 60% of that story.
Which 60%?
Like, you get the sense that he's not entire... Like,
is he lying to us about where he's at, or is he lying to us about what he's doing?
You get the sense that he probably does know Brady and that Brady did frequent the bar. You're not sure about the story to Rangoon. That sounds strange. Idea, Rolflin?
No. No idea.
I'll give an idea roll to Schroeder as well. That's fair. You didn't make it. Sorry, Lucas.
57 out of 65.
The whole reason why you came here is because you think that, especially you think that he would not leave Carlisle.
Right.
So for him to run off and do gun running, that's something that he would not probably bring Roger into. It just seems wrong. Now, if Roger's fucking dead,
yeah, unless Carlisle's dead.
But it doesn't ring to you as true.
Either way, we've confirmed that Brady's alive.
Or he was at one point.
No, he was after the...
Oh, yeah.
Right. No, if... I mean, theoretically, assuming we're talking about the same Jack Brady, you now have two... What do I want to say? Correlative points of data saying Elias met him in this bar, and now this random bartender is telling you that, yes, he's been here.
Or it's Roger acting like he's Jack. And he's running money from... Or he's running stuff from... family funds. I'm doing his own thing.
The thing is, though, at least in terms of that, if Roger was...
Just one outside of the...
Roger could just walk up to any American embassy and go back to his millions of dollars.
He could.
Jack could probably do the same thing, though. Jack could easily pick up family stuff. So the big question is, why aren't they?
Thank you for that information.
Of course. You have paid well for your tea.
Has anyone else been asking about our friends?
Besides our other friend, Jackson?
I try and keep things quiet.
Could be worth your while.
No, I don't talk a lot. There are things in this city. How long have you been in Shanghai?
Long enough to know there's some crazy here.
That's why to live here, I keep my head down, okay? I advise you do the same. Don't run off to Rangoon. Just let him do his thing.
Are you quite aware that the man over here isn't drunk?
I don't care what you do with the drinks after you buy them.
Strange, just saying.
If you'll excuse me. And he walks over to, like, start mopping up a few things. The Keeper of Arcane Lore, which I must say is the greatest fucking name for somebody who runs a game. Put that on my tombstone. I am...
The entire sentence? That's really long.
No, not the whole sentence. No. Just the Keeper of Arcane Lore part. Preferably in quotes. I'm going to let you folks, especially since poor Jasmine has been sitting here listening to all this, you folks table talk for a minute.
Okay.
Can you come back with a new sheet?
You still have 7 sand?
Yeah, we want her to go away before she kills one of us.
Ovary up. I was going to say nut up, but that seems really offensive. Does ovary up sound better?
No.
No. Not even a little.
It was worth a shot. I mean, I'll give it to you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It really doesn't sound any better.
I played it back in my head, and I was like, ovary up sounds better than mammary up? Mammary up sounds really offensive.
Mam up.
Mam up's not so bad.
Especially if there's 2 A's and an apostrophe in there.
Ma'am.
Mam up.
That I'm okay with.
Mam up. Anyway. No, right. You folks discuss a few
so
things.
So this chode is lying. And
McChum, not chode.
McChode is
That's
lying.
What we're going to call when we leave. Thanks, McChode.
I'm not kidding. I need a new sheet.
We'll get there. You still have 7 sand. See it out to the end.
It's the end.
We walk back to the hotel and she's mysteriously gone. We just kind of let her go. She wrote a note about finding the kitties. And the concierge told us that she walked off into the jungle.
I at least need to roll stats. I've not talked to him at all.
Yeah, like he knows shit, but also doesn't seem to know anything at the same time. The idea that someone, whether it's Roger or not, is claiming to be Jack Brady is more prevalent now. Like, why wouldn't he just go back to his millions of dollars? Because if he does, then he can't prove who he is.
Brady or Carlisle?
Anyone. It could be anyone in that group.
Yeah, but no, Erica would recognize him.
That's not what I'm saying. You said, oh, it could be Roger pretending to be Jack. It could be anyone pretending to be Jack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If he can't prove who he is at the embassy to get his millions, that's one reason not to go to the embassy.
So it could be neither one and somebody else's.
Exactly. It could be a third member that we're not thinking
of. Or it could be something happened in Africa and he doesn't want to resurface.
I mean, that's also a thing.
Yeah.
What do we know about the meeting between Jackson Elias and Jack Brady?
Literally nothing.
We just know that
we don't even know that there was one.
No, we don't know. No, he all he did was go to Hong Kong and Shanghai trying to follow the
he was trying to find Jack.
Somebody,
but we don't have confirmation that he ever did.
No, he got secondhand information from someone in Nairobi who had seen Jack Brady in Shanghai. We don't have a record of Elias coming to Shanghai. We only have the matchbook.
Correct.
That was on
his person,
but could have been given to him
in Nairobi.
Sure. Right.
We don't actually know that Jackson Elias was ever in this building.
Correct.
We cannot confirm that.
You can ask for Chum.
Make sure it's they could, Elias. But for right now, we cannot confirm that Elias was actually here because it's not in his travel itinerary, as far as I remember.
Yeah, I mean that's where we're at. Like, that's all the info we have.
We think he was in Hong Kong because of the picture of the junks.
That's correct, as well as the.
But we don't see anything in his notes about ever actually coming to Shanghai.
Right.
There's nothing in his travel itinerary that he gave the publishing house.
Did he write any books about the culture?
No. Closest we got was the book that we're waiting on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the picture was in his personal effects, or was that just...
It was on his body when he died.
Yeah.
As well as the matches.
No, the matches were inside of his
bag that we found later. Which we think the killers took with them. And then stashed in the basement
really
of the juju house.
You folks, you're keeping everything pretty much like relatively well together.
Thanks. I'm good at this shit.
That's why Jasmine can never leave this game.
Oh yeah. Rebound.
That's what I've been told, and I'm like, but
no, I don't believe that.
I believe you'd be just fine because you'd replace with somebody smarter than me. You'd have to.
Who?
I didn't say it's anybody you know currently.
F*** you, Jeff.
We're still in the bar, continuing to talk. This guy's not out of question. Is there any actual questions that we feel like we have not or need to ask him?
You need to find out if Elias was actually ever in this building. And if anybody else was with Brady when he was at the building.
But whether or not Jackson was ever actually here, does that change anything? And if it does, what?
Know what questions Elias asked?
I mean, it's...
I mean...
It's about Brady. All right, we know...
At the very least, it's been 3 months. Worst case, which there's no way he could have been here 3 months ago. There's no way the barkeep would remember what he asked him.
Unless the barkeep's lying.
Maybe we asked him to describe Brady. To know whether or not it's actually Brady... Or somebody else. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that we know the details of Brady deep enough to be able to, like, rule out anybody. Let's say if, like, Brady shaved his head or something.
Jasmine's personal theory is something happened in Africa that means that Brady can't resurface. Whether he's taking care of Roger in hiding, or they are working together and Roger's taking on a pseudonym, or something happened to Roger and he doesn't feel he can come back to the Carlisles with Roger actually being dead. Or... he's scared shitless of whatever he saw in Africa. And he doesn't want it to come back down on the Carlisles and Erica. We don't know.
Yeah, but the state of the defense of the actual estate itself, like, I'm not really...
She's terrified because the bloody tongue was coming after her.
Right. But they're like, no... I don't know if you remember this, but I... made rolls when we arrived that was like, nobody's fucking get through there.
Right. Because people had tried and Erica upped her security and she wants it all to come to an end. She wants to be safe in her own house again. That's why she sent Corey.
Tell her to kill herself and then we'll go on along. Like,
I'll send a telegram.
She's never going to be safe again. Yeah.
She's our money right now. Among the moral objection... I was, and then I was like, this is Eustace.
I But like, you're never going to be able to, like, we definitely didn't eradicate every member of the Bloody Tongue in New York. Like, it's not going to be possible.
There's time. I have an angle I'm going to play. But I don't want to say it because Grady will trigger
his prepare for it.
Six fingers into the bourbon, Grady will totally know what to do.
Grady can fit so many fingers inside him.
Well, that's a snip.
Favorite pastime.
Well, he did start the podcast off by making sure his dildo was charged.
Vibrator, excuse me.
Dildos don't need to be charged.
Can if you want.
If you got the right one.
Hey.
I'm uncomfortable. Can we go back to the game?
No.
I'm pretty sure by definition a vibrator has to have batteries. A dildo does not.
Idea roll from everyone but Schroeder, since Schroeder went to the bathroom.
Aha.
That sounds frightening.
What sounds frightening?
I don't know if that's real.
Part spider, part scorpion creature.
What was the website?
Amber.
That's an extreme.
Geology. Geologyin.com.
What are we doing?
Idea.
Am I even in this?
Oh, no. No, you're not.
You can be.
Did you pull out something?
Set seven. No, I'm pulling from your own fucking clues.
Yes.
Success.
I just wanted to make mention of a thing that you may or may not have forgotten, so I wanted to hand it over. Flynn made an extreme, so I figure I hand it to him.
It was the...
The bit about talking to the guy in Nairobi?
His chapter breakdown of how he planned to lay out his next writing.
No, it's the summary of the notes from the guy that read what he actually submitted as writing.
If you want to go back to McChum, you can. I just wanted to give you a chance to kind of table talk and get Jasmine's ideas. I need to message you also, Jasmine.
Yep.
Nails Nelson.
Who says it was Brady, and he knew Brady from before. So it's Brady. Also means he's been in Hong Kong a long-ass time.
But it also says he was eager to say too much?
He was not. It was a correction. He was not eager to say too much.
Oh, I see it. No, okay. J.E.?
Jackson Elias.
Okay. What angle are you thinking about playing? Wait, you didn't want to talk about that.
Yeah.
If you switch into a female's voice and start acting like...
it's Jack, me the start, whole time.
Start talking about Joe Corey's sister.
Oh my god. I've talked
my
to
name
Jeff.
Is Josephine Corey.
I've talked to Jeff about starting that up again.
I do it. I love that.
Flynn once played a cross-dresser.
I vaguely remember this.
It was, that character is actually I'm very, very proud of, because there was a lot of depth to it. It wasn't just cross-dresser. It was like deep psychological trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was a great character. Maybe one of my most favorite characters Flynn has ever played. But the great part was everybody kept getting idea roles every time he changed from brother to sister, because I was like, sooner or later, somebody's going to fucking notice. Flynn's like, I'm okay with that.
And Dan was just obsessed with it and couldn't hit a roll.
Yeah.
So good.
I think I got the role and just didn't say anything to anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, okay, we'll just let this go.
I mean,
Flynn seems to have a plan.
Okay, I'm gonna try a thing.
Are you ready for your plan, or do you need more time to discuss
the
plan?
No, I'm good.
No, he doesn't want to discuss the plan because he doesn't want you to know the plan.
Yeah. That's true. Fair enough.
That's true. Yeah.
All right, we're back in the Stumbling Tiger Bar.
Ah, it's good to be back. Okay. Let me think. I'm going to... So... Essentially, we just did psychology, realize he's lying about that.
About part of it, at least.
About at least part of it. Are there things that you don't want to say here?
Talking to the bartender?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, we could go somewhere more private. I understand wanting to keep your head down. I understand... I can only imagine what this city can do to a person, and I also understand wanting to protect people and not drag them in, and you know, you seem like a man who honors a deal, and I respect that. But we're on a mission as well,
From Gad.
From Gad. And Gad's paying us a lot of money. But if there are things that you can't tell us here, where could we go?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean, sir. I've given you all that I know.
Do you want me to metagame or not?
I'm curious to what Jasmine could say that she thinks is metagaming. They have knowledge, so...
He gave you the clue of Charlie Gray in Myanmar. Ask him how to get in contact with Charlie Gray. Because if he's giving you a clue that is a red herring and you say, okay, I'm going to follow that clue, tell me how I get in contact with him. He can tell you what the next step is without actually revealing his cards. It might be still be a red herring. You might be playing the game.
That's fair. No, no, that would occur to...
it's also fair.
But he also told us not to go to Myanmar.
Yeah.
But you might follow it up with, meh. So how do I get in contact with Mr. Gray?
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.